Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio Show, up in the irons as always, but this is kind of a special show, Metal Dad.
Metal Dad Radio Show, I'm the Metal Dad, that's the Candyman, and he is correct. This is sort of a two-part special show, because in 2 weeks, you are back at college. And in 2 weeks, I am going on hiatus. I don't know for how long, I don't know when I'll be back, it'll be sometime I'm shooting for before the end of the year because we've got a year-end list we need to put together. But for the next 2 weeks, we are going to eschew our normal routine of playing new stuff and album celebrating anniversaries and all that stuff. And we're just going to play, I'm calling this like a greatest hits episode, this episode and next week, bands that I love, bands that I feel like I haven't played in a long time that I also love. So, but we always are going to start with Maiden and finish with Sabbath. We're up in the irons. Murders in the Rue Morgue, a song that we have played a lot on this show over the years, off of the Killers record from 1981. And, of course, that is a top three Iron Maiden record of all time, I think, for both of us.
I would definitely say so. I think it's a hugely underrated record, and I'm sure you'd agree. I think, you know, this era doesn't get enough love, and in particular, this record is really fantastic.
Agreed. All right, so let's go now into Lord Gates' favorite band. I feel confident in saying that out loud. I think he's seen this band like 700 times. And I'm going to send this one out to Lord Gates, Reaper Radio. Don't forget, the next 2 weeks, we're on Fridays and Sundays. When we come back to Cygnus Radio, we will also come back to Reaper Radio. But this one's for Lord Gates. This is Clutch, Pure Rock Fury. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Mississippi River, high. That's right, a parade on smoke.
Show playing some real classics there, Metal Dad. You pulled some of the all-time greats for that bot.
Yeah, I told you I'm playing stuff that I have not played in a long time, and we haven't pulled something off the Sad Wings of Destiny record from Judas Priest in a long time. And we were talking off air about how for both of us it's a top three Judas Priest record. For me, it goes Stained Glass, Screaming for Vengeance, Sad Wings of Destiny. That's my top three Judas Priest albums. And yours would be?
This might be number one. It might go for me, Sad Wings of Destiny, Screaming for Vengeance. And then I would say it's like Sin After Sin, maybe Stained Glass, maybe Defenders of the Faith. It kind of depends on the day for that third slot.
Fair enough. So there you go. Judas Priest, Victim of Changes. I'm going to give you the full 8-minute jam off of Sad Wings of Destiny from 1976. Before that, Danzig off the Danzig 2 Lucifuge record, Long Way Back from Hell, because it is from 1990, and then starting off the block, Clutch, Pure Rock Fury, from 2001. Guys, that's the most recent song we're going to be playing on this show. I'm just warning everybody now that when I pull classics, and I say classics, I went real heavy on 80s and 90s, and even a couple 70s. So there you go. Clutch, Pure Rock Fury, title track off of their album from March of 2001. Sending it out to our guy, Lord Gates, because I know that that is his favorite band outside of Slayer. It's definitely Clutch. All right. Let's go now into one of my favorite bands from back in the day, who finally, after all these years, I didn't think it would ever happen. After the untimely passing of their bass player, they said that was it. They're done. They're never getting back together. But they did. Acid Bath. Rumor has it that they're going to be out on the road later this year. Fingers crossed. They come up our way towards Connecticut. But let's give you some Acid Bath right now. Off the first record, this is Tranquilized. It's Metal Dad Radio.
The sun burns forever, it will find me on you. I live.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Getting real heavy, real sludgy, real crusty with that Black Metal Dad. I like that one a lot.
Thank you. That right there is a band I haven't played in who knows how long, man. It's been a long time. His Hero Is Gone. And I gave you two tracks off of their classic album from 1997, Monuments to Thieves. We gave you Like Weeds and the title track, which roll into each other at the start of the record. And we, you and I, listened to His Hero Is Gone the whole way to a show the other night. We rocked this whole record from start to finish. And it got me thinking about how much I love this band and have for a long time. And I need them to get back together. Dead Guy did it. Acid Bath did it. What the hell? Let's get His Hero Is Gone back together. They could play squats in VFW halls. I don't give a crap. Just get back together. Come on. One tour. That's all I ask. Before that, I Hate God. Dixie Whiskey. The aforementioned show that we were driving to was the I Hate God Crowbar show with a great local opener, Intercourse. And they did not play Dixie Whiskey. I was very sad and upset about that. I mean, they sounded fantastic. It's the best I Hate God has sounded in a decade plus was on this tour. They stole the show, I thought, that night. They were amazing, but did not play my favorite song. So I decided to play it here. And then starting off the block, Acid Bath from their debut album from 1994, When the Kite String Pops. Tranquilize is the name of that tune. One that I hope to see live again. I have seen Acid Bath live twice back in the 90s in New Orleans before they broke up. And I would like to see them one last time on this reunion tour. Please and thank you. All right, so let's go now into some second wave, first and second wave black metal. We'll start with the first wave. And let's start with Merciful Fate. It's Merciful Fate, Doomed by the Living Dead. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah!
Metal Dad Radio Show. Getting very grim here at the end of the show, Metal Dad. Just got heavier and heavier as it went on.
It really did. And that right there is Bethlehem from Germany. Such a weird, unique record. Dictius Te Nicare from 1996. I made the bold statement that this was, for me personally, a top five all-time black metal album. Then you pulled up a list of the greatest black metal albums of all time, some arbitrary list, and I was like, all right, top 10. It's still, for me personally, this is a top 10 all-time black metal record. I love this record. I remember hearing it when it came out in 96 and being like blown away at how unique at the time it was. So there. Before that, Celtic Frost. Off their debut EP from 1984, Morbid Tales, we gave you Into Crypts of Res. Love that song. Love that band. Before that, Merciful Fate from their The Beginning compilation album that Roadrunner slapped together, the Contractual Obligation record, which included four tracks from their original Merciful Fate EP, some live stuff, and a B-side. And we gave you one of those tracks from the EP, Doomed by the Living Dead, which is one of my all-time favorite Merciful Fate tunes. And there you go. And now we're going to finish the show off. And don't forget, next week is our last show for a while. Hopefully not too long. We'll see. But it's going to be another one of these sort of greatest hits. We're going to play bands we haven't played in a long time and bands that we love. Let's play Black Sabbath. We always finish the show as a tribute to who we believe is the first ever heavy metal band, and that is Black Sabbath. Let's go back to your favorite Sabbath record.
I would say so for sure.
Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. This is a National Acrobat. Till next week, kids.